Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, people? We back. We took last Friday off, you know, in lieu of a holiday, you know, to get out and enjoy our families and all that good stuff. But your three favorite bros are back this week to drop you this information, give you this knowledge as we go into the home stretch of our fantasy football season as we enter week 13. You know, but like always, I got to introduce my bros. Live in Tampa, I got my big bro, Carl. What's up, man? How goes?
What's up? Live and direct from the home of the Super Bowl champions. Let's go.
And Antonio Brown. Then we got my little bro, Jermaine, out in Fayetteville. You know, out there in Carolina with Cam Newton had probably the worst quarterback statistical day as far as QBR ever. But that's not Jermaine's team. But what's up, little bro? How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? Yeah, man. Cam's on. Man, bro, I don't know if he can show his face this weekend, bro. He really got the towel around his head.
Hey, man, I'm going to put it to you like this. Carolina should just use him when they get in the red zone, dog. Let little PJ matriculate the ball down the field, dog. I just don't see it, man. His best days are behind him, and he just can't do it no more, man. Hey, but that's neither here nor there. Let's talk about last night's game. We had Dallas beat New Orleans last night. We had a couple fantasy standouts last night. I'm gonna come to you, big bro. I'll let you go represent the winners. What you see last night from a fantasy perspective from Dallas?
Man, you know they play the Saints, who they struggling anyway. You know, with Taysom Hill at quarterback. Everybody knew the Cowboys was gonna win, but if they had played anybody else, man, I'm not sure if they would have pulled it out. Zeke didn't do nothing really on the run game, 13 carries, 45 yards. I mean, that's, you know, he got to be upwards in the 15 and up, and his yards per carry was trash, you know, for what they needed him to do. The lone bright spot, well, I wouldn't say lone, but the passing game was pretty good. Lamb did his thing. Gallup shocked me with that catch in the end zone. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know. If they ain't put that thing on slow-mo, I would have swore he was out of bounds. Yeah, I mean, that was nice. And I know a lot of people probably didn't start him because, you know, he's a third wide receiver for them, especially with Cooper coming back last night. So, you know I had him in one league and I didn't start him, and I wouldn't have because who starts a third wide receiver? Nobody, not unless you hurting for people. Yeah. So, but – you know, so run game issues still. Prescott, he did all right. That interception was, you know, whatever. But 230 yards for him, that's not enough. I mean, he needs to be up in the 275, 325 range in order for statistically for you to really recoup his draft status.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, totally agree because I think he went one. So what, he probably was like third or fourth quarterback drafted in most leagues, third or fourth. So, you know, but I think I started Dallas defense last night against the Saints. I saw a lot of people actually go out and pick up Dallas defense, you know, when they saw Taysom Hill was going to be playing. But, you know, man, I'm kind of with you, man. If they was playing a good team last night, they would have lost. They had too many series where they're 3-and-out, you know, 5-and-out. You know, they have too many of those series, man, to have that type of talent on the offensive side. Zeke, if I'm Dallas, man, go ahead and sit him down, man. Y'all got a two-game lead. You know, it will be one game after they play us next week because I think we're going to beat them. So,
there we go.
I don't even think. I know we're going to beat them. Because I have no confidence in, number one, their defense. Their defense is only good against bad offensive teams. And we got a good, we got an all right offense. And Mike McCarthy, he wasn't coaching last night, but, you know, he always got a blunder in him when it comes to time management. But
exactly.
Jermaine, talk to us about New Orleans, man. Basically, they had one standout last night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they only had one standout, and that just happened to be the quarterback. So talk to us about New Orleans, bro.
Yeah, man. I would tell you, I think there's going to be some excitement for anybody who had the Ben Roethlisbergers, the Russell Westbrooks, and some of these other quarterbacks that's kind of underperformed. Even though Taysom Hill, he threw you know, four interceptions, but he gives you that Jalen Hurts dynamic. He can run and he can pass. Even though his game was shaky, he was 19 of 41 for 264 yards and two TDs, but he had 101 yards rushing. So in his next couple of games, he has some solid games. So the platform we use a lot, you know, we're in Yahoo. I have ESPN. But his projected points are solid. He's going up against Tampa Bay. He had another game that the next four games he can score. So the only thing I would say that projection-wise for us who have Mark Ingram as a running back, it's going to hurt because Ingram didn't get no volume. I actually started him in the middle of the league. He only got 28 yards. But for quarterbacks, I mean, for owners who need just a swing quarterback for a week or two, Taysom Hill can get it done.
I am not starting Taysom Hill against Tampa Bay. I'm not doing it.
No.
First of all, because Tampa Bay is good. Tampa Bay is good against the run. So they're not going to allow him to get loose. And he's a suspect passer. So I would start him against Tampa Bay. I think he'll have another four-interception game because they're going to be playing from behind. Although New Orleans do give Tampa's offense a little bit of problems. But I just wouldn't start him against Tampa Bay defense. I would probably play him against your Atlantas, your Carolinas, you know, some lesser competition, but I probably wouldn't play him against, unless he all you got.
If he all you got,
you have no choice.
If you got a Big Ben or somebody like that.
Get ready to go to the playoffs. It don't even matter.
Plus, they really don't have no dependable wide receivers. Kenny Stills, last night, I was like, if I'm the coach of the if I was Sean Payton, man, Kenny, go to the locker room, man. Go ahead and take a shower. Come back out in your Walmarts. Man, bro, he just – the ball.
Deontay Harris went off. And nobody had a good game.
Yeah, but most rosters,
he empty.
I think I've seen like one person in the Big Clark League has him, and he was on the bench. So, and then I think Jermaine picked up Taysom Hill, and he was on Jermaine's bench. So why did you go out and pick up Taysom Hill? So was nobody else was gonna get him?
So the thing with me, man, is you got. I'm gonna tell
you want
this,
nobody
bro.
Else to have him.
Sometimes you do gotta play chess, bro. Hey guys, there's no all is fair and love and war in fantasy football, and I would rather have a guy that, just in case. You never know. You may be an injury away, man. I mean, man, if you look at my roster, dude, half my team's on IR, man. So I can't I can't lose. If something happened to Brady, dude, I might be done. So if I know I got somebody hot and they're you know, formidable that I think they can win me a game or two, I got to get them, bro.
All right. I thought you was doing that. Let me pick them up so won't nobody else pick them up thing. Hey, big bro, I got a suggestion, man. I think you need to add an injury. I think you need to add an injury spot to the big clock league, bro.
Yeah, I can't do it now, of course, but.
Yeah, I'm talking about for next year.
Yeah,
I know we gotta put it to vote. So, but I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's get into it, man. The people missed us last week, so let's give them what they came here for. All right, little bro. Give me a quarterback you sitting this week.
Man, I'm sitting Matthew Stafford, man. I don't know what's going on. I know, you know, they lost Woods. But, I mean, he's only had 15-plus fantasy points just once, man, in his last three games, man. Jacksonville, I know their record is terrible, but they've been playing some solid defense lately.
Yeah,
man. And I don't know what's going on with I don't know what's going on with the Rams, man. And I already know one of my guys. We beat him up every week. Well, I'm not even gonna give no airtime, bro. I'm not even gonna mention him. But they're playing right now. They're playing with one hand behind their back, man. And but still, Stafford, he has not played well lately, bro. And we're getting close to the playoffs, man. We don't got time for a bunch of what ifs. Either you're producing or you're not, you're going to be on the bench. So
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting Matthew this week.
Yeah, man. I think Stafford is going through the thing that teams now are taking Cooper Kupp away.
Mm-hmm.
And then Van Jefferson, sometimes he gets the case of the drops. And he really don't know Odell like that. So it's like, now McVay, if you this offensive genius, you got to get your quarterback out of this slump right now. You got to start calling plays to get the ball out of his hand fast and, you know, plays that he's confident in. I think right now, man, not having Robert Woods is killing them, bro. Because, you know, Robert Woods was a Swiss Army knife. So, but, yeah, man, I got Matthew Stafford, and I'm hoping this week that McVay comes up with a game plan to get Stafford back in groove, because I can't imagine sitting him against Jacksonville. But I did consider it. but that's because I got Joe Burrow also. So, you know.
There you go.
All right, big bro, give me a quarterback you sitting this week.
Yeah, I'm sitting, bro. You know, last time he played the Bucs, it was a feast for the defense. He only had one touchdown pass in the last three games, and the Bucs secondary is getting healthy. We got Button back last week, and we got a couple more players that's turning the right way for this week. So our secondary is becoming healthy, and you know, that it's getting healthier at the right time for the team. That's for fantasy-wise and real football. So I'm definitely not starting time today. I mean, this week.
Man, Matt Ryan is definitely – I mean, Calvin Ridley being on has definitely hurt them. I think Ridley is eligible to come back next week. So at least if you got Ridley – you know, if you held on to him for this long, hold on to him a little bit longer because he's eligible to come back next week. But yeah, Matt Ryan just hasn't. He really don't have any weapons, man. They got Cordarrelle Patterson and Kyle Pitts.
That's about it.
So you know, and then it's definitely a tough matchup this week going against Tampa Bay. I actually picked this guy up last week. And he did have a solid game, but he was turning the ball over, man. And I thought he would have a better game. I'm sitting Tyrod Taylor, man, going against Indianapolis. And the reason I'm sitting Tyrod is because of the turnovers. And in all scoring, okay, you run for a touchdown, that's 6 points, okay. But if you throw two interceptions, that's -4. So I'm still in the +2,
But still, you hurting me when it comes to scoring, and I think he's going to turn the ball over just this week against our Indianapolis defense. Plus, Indy is going to make them throw the ball because Houston has no running game. Houston has no running game at all. So I'm saying Tyrod this week. You know, I just think it's a bad matchup for him. Plus, I think he's getting something that he's actually known for is not turning the ball over, but he has been turning the ball over here lately. Oh, Big Carl, give me a running back you sitting this week.
And hey, this may hurt a lot of folks' hearts, and maybe not. But I'm sitting Saquon against Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
And it's not so much. This is one of those cases where not so much the opponent. It's the fact that, one, they're missing their starting quarterback this week. Mike Glennon is going to start.
Yep.
All right. I don't know when last time he started, but it's been a minute. Saquon is only averaging 3.6 yards a carry this year, and he hasn't gotten past 57 yards in the game he played. That's not a stud running back.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. And actually, I thought a lot of people drafted him too high.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way Saquon Barkley should have been taken in the first round or the top of the second round. I would have said third round. You know, if you had the back-to-back picks going in the second and third round, maybe. But, nah, man, he's on my do not draft list in the future, bro. So
yes, sir.
I feel you
yes,
on that.
Sir.
All right, Jermaine, give me a running back you sitting this week.
Man, I'm on the fence, and it's more leaning to sitting Damian Harris going up against the Buffalo Bills, which the Bills' defense is extremely stout, sixth fewest giving up points. Now, here's the thing. Buffalo has been run on. They've been run on with Jonathan Taylor. They've been run on with Derrick Henry. But Damian Harris ain't neither one of them. So the thing with that, too, I'm trying to be nice about it, but the New England, you know, they split up carries. You don't know who is going to go off if they do. It could be Stevenson. It could be Harris. But I'm thinking with the Patriots, you don't know, man. You really don't know who's going to get the rock. And, again, you've got to go with some sure points. You got a better option. I would sit Danny on Harris this week.
All right. And I'm going in that same game. I'm sitting all Buffalo running backs going against New England. Buffalo just refuses to run the ball. I mean, Matt Breida is good. As you can tell, Matt Breida's definitely become their number two back because Zach Moss was a healthy scratch last week. But I'm not – Buffalo don't run it enough for you to have any confidence in their running backs. They want to pass the ball, run the ball with their quarterback. So any Buffalo running backs, I would say from here on until you see otherwise, I probably would cut Devin Singletary, probably Zach Moss, and I might stash Matt Breida if, you know, he continue to get touches because, you know, he did come from the San Francisco running tree, so he do know how to run the ball. But, man, Buffalo just refused to run the ball. So, if you got any Buffalo running backs, don't even look at playing them this week. And, plus, New England has a good defense. And I think New England, they want Josh Allen to air it out against their top-flight defense. So, sitting all Buffalo running backs, man. All right, Jermaine, give me a wide receiver you sitting this week.
I'm sitting in the same game. I'm sitting Emmanuel Sanders versus New England. Man, I'm a big I love how Bill Belichick plays defense. And the way that New England plays, they're going to always put the best corner on the second receiver, and they're going to double the best one. That's just how Belichick and Nick Saban, too, they run the same defense. So J.C. Jackson is going to be on Emmanuel Sanders. The other – and everybody else, including the safeties for New England, is going to be on Diggs. So I don't expect Sanders to go off. I just really think they're going to really put the solid clamps on them this week.
Yeah, man. I think
I got Emmanuel Sanders also. I just think New England secondary is that good, man. And if you look at it, look at what they did against Tampa Bay's passing game. They stifled the GOAT. They stifled Tom Brady. And plus Sanders done fell off a little bit. He done fell off a lot since the beginning of the season, to be honest. You know, it's become the Dawson Knox and Stephon Diggs show up there in Buffalo. Okay, big bro, give me a wide receiver you're sitting this week.
Man, I'm sitting Jags, Rams. I'm sitting Marvin Jones, man. First of all, I think it's Jalen Rams' first game against the Jaguars. I think he's going to go crazy, and that's their number one wide receiver. I don't see him getting too many opportunities. Previous games, he's getting a lot of opportunities, but I think he's hurt by the quarterback because he got no touchdowns since week six, and he's getting the eight targets. But it's 50 yards, 40 yards. I mean, that's not enough. That's like he's getting dump offs.
I wrote down Marvin Jones too. Boy, we definitely on the same page. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to struggle this week. So whenever the quarterback is due to struggle, that means that the wide receivers and tight ends are probably going to struggle also. I'm going with Jerry Jeudy, man, against Kansas City. Kansas City defense has actually been playing okay here in the last couple weeks, but Kansas City defense has definitely been solid against slot receivers. So if you're going to start Denver wide receivers, I would probably start Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton over Jerry Jeudy, all because of how solid Kansas City is against slot receivers. So, yeah, I'm sitting Jerry Jeudy this week. All right, big bro, give me a tight end you sitting this week.
Man, I'm sitting Jared Everett against San Fran. He had a great game last week, but I don't hate to call it a great game. He had a great target opportunity last week against the Washington football team. 9 targets. He recouped 1 touchdown out of it. But this week going up against San Fran, he's going to get the best defense against Seattle offense is already struggling. So I don't see Gerald ever making an impact on your fantasy team this week.
All right. Gerald Everett, who was projected to be a top 10 tight end going into the season because of the way Seattle uses their tight ends, but definitely haven't panned out that way for him this year. All right, Jermaine, give me a tight end you sitting this week.
I'm sitting T.J. Hockenson going against the Minnesota Vikings. He started off hot at the beginning of the season, but he's really faded. Minnesota's getting up to 4th fewest points versus tight ends. He had a decent day last week, 3 catches, 35 yards. He had a good game before that, 8 catches, 8 targets, 6 catches, 51 yards. But then that game before that, 1 target, no yards. He's so inconsistent, you don't know what you're going to get. And with a position group that's so thin, points are at a premium at tight end. And if you're going to if it's the matchup that's solid versus tight end, pretty much outside of Kittle and Kelsey, you got to sit them, man, and go with a different matchup.
Yeah, man, it's kind of tough with tight ends during this time of the year because basically your tight end is what it is. It's like you really can stream them, but why? Because most tight ends are what, touchdown dependent and matchup dependent, and 9 times out of 10, you rather just ride with the tight end you got. So I know a lot of people was happy to see Jimmy Graham have a good game last week, 2 weeks ago with Chicago, but I'm not playing Jimmy Graham against Arizona. Although Andy Dalton has basically looked to Jimmy Graham more than Fields has, I just think Arizona secondary is that good, and they play that well that they're going to neutralize Jimmy Graham
and they're going to make other make Andy Dalton go other places. And they're good against the deep ball, so that might neutralize Darnell Mooney. So I think the Sharks, Chicago is going to have although they playing at home, I think Arizona is going to have a good strategy to shut them down, shut their offense down. And whenever your offense gets shut down, once again, that means the skilled players ain't going to do anything. So, yeah, I'm saying Jimmy Graham this week, man. All right, man, let's get to the good stuff, y'all. Let's tell the people who they should start this week going into week 13. Big bro, give me a quarterback you starting this week.
Starting Kirk Cousins against the Detroit Lions. Not so much because it's the Lions, they 0-10-1, because they pass defense actually pretty decent. But right now, Kirk Cousins is averaging 23 fantasy points a week the last 3 weeks. And with that offense, with over the receiver, now, yeah, you know, his running back is probably out this week. But Justin Jefferson is a beast. Adam Thielen,
yes, he is.
Beast. You know, yep. So I figure they can make something happen in the running game. They make that work to supplement that pass, and I think he'll get you 23 to maybe 28 points this week.
Yeah, I like Kirk Cousins as a play this week. I had him also. And if we're being honest, man, Kirk Cousins been on fire all year.
Yes, sir.
I can't remember a bad game he's had. Maybe I can't remember a bad game Kirk Cousins had this year. So, and then the last couple of weeks, Justin Jefferson has definitely come alive. So, yeah, man, I like Kirk Cousins, man. Who you got, Jermaine? Which quarterback you starting this week?
Man, I got your boy Joe Burrow, man. Joe Burrow has been solid. The thing with the Chargers, they can be had on the ground. So they're kind of porous on the ground. Yet, Burrow, he's pretty much throwing these two touchdowns in 8 games this year. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I hope that they're playing this game on prime time. It is going to be a wonderful game showing two the top quarterbacks probably for the next 10-plus years going at it. And it's going to be an exciting game, and I think Burrow is going to really shine.
Man, I am definitely surprised with how good Joe Burrow has come into the league and been a solid quarterback. I thought he was a product of his skill position people at LSU, but, man, this guy has definitely surprised me. And I want to say Carl said that during the pre-draft show that Joe Burrow would be a late round gem, and man, he's living up to it. So I like Joe Burrow. Like I said, I got him and Matt Stafford, and I really want to play Stafford, but I'm leaning towards Burrow because I think the Chargers are gonna score points. So
yes,
it should be a high scoring game. But that game is an early kickoff game. The late game Sunday is Denver at Kansas City. So yeah, man, damn. I wish they would have flexed that game out. Maybe for the Chargers and Bengals, they would have put a good flex out. But I think the flex out start next week, I think. I think they start flexing the games next week for the Sunday.
Yeah. Well, you might be right because, you know, they did add a week, so it may be this week or the week after.
Yeah. But I'm going with Jalen Hurts, man. Jalen Hurts versus the Jets. Jalen Hurts had a terrible game last week against the Giants. That was a game they should have won. That was a game that would have had them, you know, knocking at the door for the NFC East. They would have been one game back. One game back, and then they just laid an egg against the Giants due to Jalen Hurts having a bad game. But he did drive him down the field. Jalen Reagor, you got to catch those balls, bro. You a first-round draft pick. You got to make those catches. Hell, my big bro with a bad back could have got out there and caught that first one. Yeah. So you got to make that catch, man. I'm just saying. But yeah, man, I'm going with Jalen Hurts. Huh?
Yeah.
I done gave him one good play.
Yeah, that was the one play, huh?
That was it.
Yeah, man. So I'm going with Jalen Hurts to have a good game this week. Definitely in the rushing department. And, you know, they doing simple stuff in the passing game that he really doesn't have to read the defense. It's normally a one-read throw it. So I like Jalen Hurts this week. All right, Jermaine, give me a running back you starting this week.
Man, I'm going my hometown boys, Antonio Gibson, man. Man, we finally, the Washington football team, I feel like they finally found their identity. Give Gibson the ball. He's clearly the best player that we got. Scary Terry, absolutely no disrespect, but
you just disrespect him by saying Antonio Gibson is better than him.
Let me explain. I'm gonna explain, y'all. When he can run the ball, we're going to win, cuz. And, I mean, it's easier to stop a receiver, in a sense, than it is that running game, man. When it comes to us and what Rivera wants to do, the last three games, they've given him the ball. He's had 24, 19, and 29 carries. And Las Vegas, yeah, they're pretty good versus the run. But I think we found the recipe to get us in the playoffs, man. Huh?
Raiders give it up on the ground. They ain't stopped nobody all year on the ground. I just think teams stop running the ball. I mean, the Raiders and the Chargers, they both give it up on the ground. I mean,
they're going to get half. Yeah. Yeah, they're the fifth worst against the run. So my apologies on that one. But I think he's going to eat, Bo. And I think going forward to the playoffs, Antonio is going to be trusted to be able to get the rock.
I love Antonio. Only thing I worry about with him is fumbles.
Mm-hmm.
He fumbles at the most inopportune times, but he's having a great stretch right now. I didn't write him down because, you know, I told y'all I was going to stop putting running backs going against the Raiders because they just give it up. And I think I was picking a running back going against the Raiders for, what, the last 6 weeks or whatever. But, yeah, man, I like Gibson. I like the stretch that he in. But I think – I'm going to ask you this, Jermaine. McKissick being out, who becomes a third down back? Do they put Gibson in there more?
Mm-hmm. You know what? I was doing some research, and I think, man – I can throw one because I got another sleeper. I think my boy Carter is going to be that guy to step up this week. They've been using him a little bit more. And I really do think, I forget his first name, but I think, DeAndre Carter?
DeAndre.
Yeah, DeAndre Carter. I think he's going to step up, man. I think he can step up and get some of those looks that McKissick was getting. What you think, bro?
Man, I would rather them because Jared can run the ball. I like Jared Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with Gibson being able to catch the ball, I think he might have to play a little bit more on third down in this game. So I like Gibson staying in the game on third down and maybe getting Patterson some of those first and second down carries. But we'll see how they do it. All right, Carl, man, which running back you starting this week?
Man, here's a name we don't hear squawking. Jamal Williams. He started,
great call. Great call.
He's starting this week against Minnesota. Last week he had 65 yards, 5 catches. Great pickup for a playoff push. I mean, I think being to have no one else he's going to get the opportunity, and that's all you want to give. I mean, unless if he don't get at least 15 to 20 carries, even if they're going to lose, which I'm sure they will, who cares? He's stacking your team, give you 10 to 15 points, and you got your pick worth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it, man. Because actually, one thing going into the season was they was going to feature him and my man DeAndre Swift. I thought Jamal would have been performing better than he has been, but he's been hurt a lot this year. But this is his time to shine, man. It's your job. Swift is going to probably be out most likely this week. He might try to give it a go next week. But why even chance it when, you know, basically you're out of the playoffs? You know, ain't no need to rush him back. So we shall see what happens. I'm going with – I'm going to put a smile on my bro face, man. I'm going with Leonard Fournette, man.
Yeah.
I don't think last week was a fluke. I think Tampa Bay really want to establish the run at this point of the season. This is the best time to establish a running game because everybody knows you can throw the ball. So if you can establish a running game, that puts even more fear into the defensive coordinator. AB is going to be out for the next three games. So they you know, they third wide receiver really doesn't scare you right now. But if you get Lenny in the passing game and he running it, man, it's great. So I'm going with Leonard Fournette. I think he has another big game against Atlanta. So, yeah, man, let's go, Lenny. What they say, Lenny? What's his new nickname?
Lenny Four Tubs.
Yeah. So, all right, man. Let's jump to this. All right, Carl, give me a wide receiver you starting this week.
Man, I hesitate with this one, but numbers don't lie. Brandon Cook. Against the Colts, and I'm not saying against. I'm saying Brandon Cooks, who's giving up the fifth most points to wide receivers, and you know Cooks had two touchdowns last four games, but like I said, going up against the Colts, everybody scored against the Colts, and he's their best weapon. So he don't get in the end zone, nobody getting in the end zone.
Yeah, I totally agree. I got Brandon Cooks written down also. Indy's secondary is terrible. For them to have such a good front seven, I don't understand why they back end is so bad. All you got to do is hold up. Hold up and let the front seven get there, but they can't seem to hold up, and they give up big plays, and Brandon Cooks is fast. And I think his target share is like number three in the league, maybe number four in the league behind Devontae Adams. So he gets his targets. So I have Brandon Cooks also. All right, Jermaine, give me a wide receiver you starting this week.
Man, my boy Brandon Ayuk for the 49ers. Right now, Debo's out, man, and Brandon Ayuk now is the default number one receiver. The thing that I like about the 49ers receivers is Shanahan, he runs a lot of like two wide receiver sets, two, you know, double tight ends. So his man, whoever is at the wide receiver position is going to eat. In Seattle, it ain't a Legion of Boom no more because they trash, man. They got blasted last week. This week, I mean, I just really think he's going to be a solid number two wide receiver for every fantasy team that has him, and he's going to produce. I'm going Ayuk.
Yeah, the only thing I worry about Ayuk is when Debo was hurt at the beginning of the year, and we was talking about him like, yo, you know, he should you know, he should blow up, and he just didn't live up to it. Maybe he was hurt, you know, I don't know. But I like the matchup going against Seattle. And actually, Jimmy G is playing pretty good right now. So, yo, let's see what Brandon Ayuk do this week. Actually, I have Brandon Ayuk written down, too. No Debo should have sold number one wide receiver targets. So I had him also. So I guess we know which two names going on our tweet this week be Brandon Cooks and Brandon Ayuk. But I got my boy, man, Deontay Johnson, man. I love this guy, man. Deontay Johnson playing with a bad quarterback always seems to have at least five to six catches, at least 70 yards, and sometimes even sneak a touchdown in there. But the thing is, he does get wide receiver one targets. And that's what you want all the starting wide receivers. Like Big Bro say, one thing we're looking for is opportunity. And he is getting the opportunity to touch the ball, catch the ball, and probably even score it. And Baltimore pass defense is bad this year. Everybody can say what they want about Baltimore being a good team or whatever. Their defense isn't what we're actually known Baltimore for. They have one stud player in the secondary, that's Marlon Humphrey. Everybody else in the secondary can be had. So I like Deontay Johnson this week going against Baltimore. Okay, Jermaine, give me a tight end. You starting?
Man, I ain't trying to be a homer, but, hey, I'm just going with facts. Logan Thomas going against this Raiders. Logan's back. And before the season, if he was healthy, Logan Thomas probably would have been a top five tight end easy. And with the lack of McKissick out, and I was talking about DeAndre, but, you know, DeAndre Carter, Logan Thomas is going to get his looks. And the Raiders are second worst versus the tight end in the league. He's definitely going to get those opportunities. We now getting our team gelling, and we're, like I said earlier, getting our identity. And I don't think the Raiders have an answer for him, man. So this week I'm going with my boy Logan.
Man, boy, we all been on kind of like the same sheet of music this week. Because I got Logan Thomas also. I say he should have a bigger role in the offense this week. After last week being his first week back from injury. So, yeah, I like Logan Thomas going against the Raiders. Also, who you got, Big Paul? Who you got as a tight end you got to start this week?
So, I actually had two. I did have Logan Thomas as well because, you know, they get a second most points tight end. So, I had that one. But also, Jared Cook going against the Bengals. Before last week. He's consistently getting 3 to 5 targets, which is surprising. But he got in the end zone last week for the first time in about 6 weeks, which is important. And I think he's going to be an important part of this this offense this week going against the Bengals. They give up 16 more fantasy points to tight ends. And so I think Jared Cook should get you going this week and get you over the edge in the tight end position. We all know how tight the tight end position is anyway, so you need points out of them guys.
Yeah, true that. And that catch he made last week was freaking awesome. I mean, he went over, two defenders? He went over two defenders in the back of the end zone, got both feet down. Man, that was a great catch last week. I'm going with a guy that had a breakout game last week. I might be a prisoner of the moment, but I'm going with Jack Doyle, man, against Houston. I think Indianapolis has figured out that the middle of the field is open. And normally in the middle of the field, you have your tight ends. Jack Doyle had a good game last week against Tampa Bay. We know Tampa Bay's secondary ain't what it was last year, but he did have a big game. They did go to him a lot on third downs. So, I like Jack Doyle to come back and put together another good game. You know, they're going against Houston. And, you know, he's healthy now. You know, the first part of the year he wasn't healthy. It was the Mo Alley Cox show. But I think Jack Doyle has found his way back into the offense. So I like Jack Doyle this week going against Houston.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sleepers. Carl, give me a sleeper you got this week.
Man, I hate to do this to y'all because I love y'all to death, but I got DeSean Jackson going against
Washington.
Man. It's my sleeper this week.
Stop looking at my paper, Carl.
Hey, man.
The one thing about D-Jax is he can turn that one play into a double-digit fantasy game.
Yep.
One catch, 50 yards, and a touchdown. That's his stat line.
That's all you need.
That's all you need. So,
hey, that's knocking D-Jax. Somebody out of the playoffs.
Yeah. Okay. D-Jax going against Washington. Who you got, Jermaine? Who your sleeper?
Man, I'm going for Russell Gage going against them Bucks. Russell, man, he's been playing good. Eight targets, seven targets the last two games, respectively, and touchdown last week. He's averaging around about like five catches, a little under about 55 yards, which is solid for about close to 9-10 points. But hey, those 9-10 points. That's what you need. If you got, like, wide receiver number three, I could say definitely put him in your lineup this week.
Okay, Carl said Matt Ryan should be a no-start. Jermaine says Russell Gage should be a sleeper. I don't know how that 1-1 equals two, but we shall see how it plays out on Sunday. All right, man. And actually, I'm going the same way. Jermaine said Matt Stafford should be a sit, and my sleeper is Van Jefferson versus Jacksonville.
This guy
says,
hey, I don't care how the quarterback's game is, as long as he throw the ball to who I need him.
I know that's right. That's right.
Hey,
what they call him? Get him the ball, please.
That's it.
Hey, Van Jefferson normally has a D-Jax like stat line, probably like three catches, 60 yards on a touchdown. And I think he has that kind of stat line Sunday versus Jacksonville with at least one long reception, maybe a touchdown. But I think he has at least one deep one. So I got Van Jefferson as a sleeper going against Jacksonville. So, man, we all got three wide receivers this week. Carl had D-Jax, Jermaine has Russell Gage, and I got Van Jefferson. All right. So, Jermaine, any last words, bro?
Man, I tell you, bro, with so many injuries, points at a premium, just go put a surefire points, guys, as best as you can. It's best to have a little bit of something than nothing. So even if you may give up a few points, just put somebody in there you think at least can get you something, man. Don't go just completely sleep on every pick. Just get something consistent with some consistent points.
Yeah, man, I totally agree. I think in one league, my starting wide receivers are Cole Beasley, Jameson Crowder, and I think who was my number three wide receiver in that league? I want to say, is it Van Jefferson? I think it's Van Jefferson, dog.
Those are
my three wide receivers in the league, bro. That's how much I'm hurting. Hey, Big Bro, any last words, man?
Yeah, bro. Hey, for those like me in the Big Clark League, and you are so out of the playoffs that it don't matter. Never give up. Don't ever give up. don't let your record let somebody slide into the playoffs. I'm trying to knock somebody out. You come up on my team right now. I'm trying to knock you out.
I totally
agree. Never give up, man. Play to the end. Plus, hey, sometimes the person that wins the toilet bowl, they might, hey, you might win the Super Bowl the following year. You know, it might jumpstart you going to the next year. So,
yeah.
You know, stay positive. But my last words is, you know, fantasy football is so much fun, but this year has been more stressful than fun for me. Oh, my God, these injuries are killing me. And then players that you thought would be good are struggling, and players that you thought would probably, you know, be mediocre, they have a breakout years. It's like, God dang, you just can never predict fantasy football, man. And that's what makes it so much. So that being said, everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. All right, I got to ask y'all one more question. Call Alabama or Georgia Saturday. Who you got?
I can't even utter the words, so it's going to be Roll Tide.
Uh-oh. Oh, you can't go with Georgia. My bad.
I can't.
Actually, who you got, Jermaine? Jermaine, who you got?
Looking like a true gator. Yeah, man, I got to go. I'm going with Georgia. Man, Georgia's going to get him, bro. Finally.
I think I'm going with Big Bro, man. I think Georgia hasn't played an offense like Alabama's this year. I think Alabama offense might get at Georgia defense a run, but I don't trust Georgia's offense going against Bama's defense. So I think I'm going with Big Bro, man. I think it's going to be probably like 24-21, Alabama, you know, Alabama slides to the number two spot. Georgia falls to maybe the number three spot. Or maybe Georgia falls to number two, Alabama goes to number three. I think they both remain in the top four. If Alabama loses, they're definitely out of the playoffs. So Alabama has more to play for. So I do think Alabama. That's why I'm rolling with Alabama. But I'm quite sure we'll be talking Sunday on our group chat about these games Sunday. Everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. And as always, we end the show with a peace.
Peace.
Yeah. Come on.